Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey guys, we have a great show for you today. Let's see, we talked about fake nose piercings and a big long conversation about IPAs. But first, I want to tell you about Highline Wellness. Highline Wellness is a New York City-based CBD brand who's on a mission to make a more pleasant world one dose at a time. You know, life is full of daily anxiety. We all know that. And we could use something like a CBD chew to calm the nerves when you find yourself in one of life's stressful situations. Highline CBD chews are not only really tasty, but they pack a healing punch with each bite. And guess what? They don't get you high. They're non-psychoactive. So you can take them at work. You can take them when you're driving your car. You can basically take them any time of the day. You can travel with them, whatever you want. So here's what you're going to do. Highline invites you to a place where everyone has access to happiness, health, and comfort, elevated above the common stress of human life. A place full of smile-filled days and dreamy nights. Rise above and join them. Get 15% off your next order with promo code FCOL15. So go to HighlineWellness.com today. That's high, like H-I-G-H, linewellness.com today, and see what you've been missing. Get 15% off your next order with promo code FCOL15.
What's up, everybody?
Hi.
Hi, Stephanie.
So I want to talk about our new sponsor.
Yeah.
We have a lot of new sponsors.
Yes, we do.
One of our new sponsors is one that I was super excited about, mm-hmm. Embark.
Embark.
Embark is a DNA test for your dog.
I didn't know they had these.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't know they had DNA tests for dogs.
Oh,
not for dogs.
Now, it's not like a paternity test. It's
right.
Not so that you could
the dog's father.
Get them on Maury Povich and go, you are the father. No, it's so that you can really pinpoint the breed. And this is big for people like me who rescue a mutt from the shelter and you're like – and people constantly, you know, are harping on you like, what is your dog? What is that breed? And you're like, I don't know.
And everybody's got an opinion like, oh, no, that's a Scottish Terrier. No, that's a wired hair terrier. Like, what are you guys aren't – like, what are you guys – you know, everybody's got an opinion.
Right. Now, here's the – so I had – Penelope's DNA done with Embark, and it came back that she is part American Bulldog and part Staffordshire Terrier. And this didn't really blow my mind, I'm going to be honest, because those are all like forms of pit.
Right.
She's got
but
pit.
But you didn't tell
but
me
they
this.
Also
I didn't
said,
know that.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, you didn't ever.
Oh, well, I think it's because it sort of confirmed what I already suspected, but it felt good to see it in black and white.
Yeah.
And then she has parts of boxer in her too, which explained a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's so interesting and so cool that you can do this now. And Embark was made it really, really easy. So here's what they do. They send you a box and it's got this Q-tip in it. And then you just swab the inside of their gums and you – You put it back in the packaging. They send you an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, people like us, no-getters.
I know.
You're like, well, yeah, I did the DNA test, but then I never sent it back
because
I couldn't. I had to find the address.
Have a postage yeah, I know. The DNA, I did too. They give you everything. It's right. I love when they do that. When they give an envelope with the stamp and it's already.
So what you pay for is makes it super easy. It gives you a code. So you register it online. It's super easy. You send it back and then they update you. They're like, hey, we're processing Penelope's results right now. Then they send you an email and they go, here's everything we found out.
Right.
It's so fun.
Right.
And it made me really happy.
So we're going to find out really, though, from this one.
Yeah.
What you're going
to – well, I mean, some dogs do come back part mixed breed. But I was really worried that Penelope – they were just going to be like, yeah, she's 50% this and the rest is all mixed breed.
Yeah.
But it didn't. It will break it down for you. Like it was 25% this, 25% this. And they will – you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So if you want to know – and also you can find out if your dog is at risk for a genetic health condition.
Well, that's the great part.
It screens for 170-plus genetic health conditions
And that will help you and your vet provide good medical care for your dog.
That's awesome.
You know, it will help you pick a food. It helps you. I mean, there's a lot of things that this can help. So here's what you want to do. Right now, for our listeners, Embark has an exclusive summer offer you can't get anywhere else. Go to EmbarkVet.com and use the promo code FCOL. You're going to save 15% off your doggy DNA test kit and discover your dog more than fur deep. That's so cute. Aww. Visit Embark, that's E-M-B-A-R-K, vet.com. Use the promo code FCOL.
Also, it's summertime.
Bring it.
You're going to want something like, you know, you're going to have a lot of beverages at the house because your kids' friends come over, like we talked about on Monday's show, and they'll like to eat snacks and drink the sodas and whatever. And you don't have to have sodas. You can have iced tea.
Yes,
you
much have, more healthy.
Right. Gold Peak real brewed tea, by the way. Mm-hmm. And you can know, you can feel comfortable giving that to everybody in your family. There's something for everybody. They have 14 different flavors. They're easy. You can buy the little ones, so you can just take them for a quick on the go.
I really like the lemonade flavor, by the way.
Yeah.
Picked some up at Ralph's the other day, and it was very refreshing.
I wish I had some.
Not too
right
sweet.
Ah, I love that.
Yeah.
I wish we had some right now. So they are something, there's something for everyone, whether it's time for lunch, dinner, or just a quick snack. It's perfectly crafted with ingredients like pure filtered water, mountain grown tea, and just the right balance of sweetness. It's the real brewed tea that tastes, that always makes you feel right at home. So you can go find Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea from the comforts of home are never far away. You can find them at any retailer near you. So go find Gold Peak at a retailer near you.
With ice cold Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, the comforts of home are never far away. Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, the taste
that brings you home.
Yes.
What's happening? I feel like I talked a lot on Monday's show.
No, we conversated.
Well, I had a lot to talk. I had a lot to get off my chest.
I had a little experience, which I feel like was positive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said this before we started the show. I was like, should this be saved for Patreon? Mm-hmm. And there's a part of me that does feel like it should go on Patreon. But you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, good.
I'm just going to tell you.
Good.
You know what it is more like? It's not about other parents. I feel like I'm talking about my child.
Yeah.
Like
I know that. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
And there's a part of me that goes, well, how much is my kid's privacy important?
Right.
But then I feel like this is a relatable topic that I think will help people.
Yes.
Other people in my situation.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
Despite the fact that if my child listened to it, she'd be really bummed.
Yeah.
Well. I'm just letting you know that I'm not psycho. Like, I do get that.
Right.
And I'm making a conscious choice. But it's not like I have no regard for my kid's feelings.
I know.
Here's the thing. She doesn't listen to this show.
Right.
She listens to Rose Pricks.
Yeah, she does.
So I wouldn't say this. I wouldn't go off topic of The Bachelor and talk about this on Rose Pricks.
I love that they listen to Rose Pricks.
Yeah.
And they watch The Bachelor. I love that. Okay. Sock it to us.
So, you know, Sadie struggles a bit in school.
Like
and I just feel like,
kids.
Yeah. And you know that I've been dealing with the fact that she hates school and there have been tears and there has been requests for homeschooling and all of that. And you know, it was just really tough to figure out what school I was going to send her to.
Yeah.
And in the end, I decided after much consideration, I mean, I drove myself crazy obsessing what's the right thing to send them. And in the end, we made a list of pros and cons. They made a list of pros and cons. I made a list of pros and cons. I tortured John talking about it. And in the end, we decided the best thing for them was to send them to the school that they already go to.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Elby went there too.
Went there. It's not great.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Great meaning. It's not challenging.
It's just academically, it's not amazing. There are a lot of kids who attend that school that don't give a F. But there are – and there was another school that we were deciding between. There's another school that's a small school. And as you know, there were pros and cons. There was that – the girl.
Yes.
that I cannot stand.
No.
And I can't stand the mom even more.
Right.
I can't remember what I've called her.
I know. We need to figure a name for her. I hate
she
that
girl. She had a name. Do you remember what I called her?
Public ever? Enemy number one.
Yeah. Public enemy number one. The one who outed Xander.
Right.
A couple of years in a row that I had a horrifying email exchange mm-hmm. with and had to go to the principal. And I was like a certifiable crazy person for like 2 months dealing with
but
her.
But she was a nut job too because she was like – Sadie didn't say hello to me. That's, what kind of manners does that kid
that's
have?
That's the like, one I'm talking about.
I know. What?
That was, so we read that whole email mm-hmm. where she called my whole family a bully. Mm-hmm. That was on Patreon. So you all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I was going back and forth because originally I thought she was going to our school.
Uh-huh.
But I think she's going to this other school. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point of this whole story mm-hmm. is that I sort of begrudgingly just made the decision to go to the school. And here are a couple of the reasons why. Mm-hmm. Number one, I don't want to send Xander to just a big public school. I mm-hmm. think it's only 3 years. Middle schoolers are mean no matter where you go. I don't care if it's a private – I don't care if it's the most expensive private
oh,
school.
Hell,
they could even
matter.
Be meaner.
Yeah.
I just don't want – I want him to have a bit of a sheltered yeah. environment. And mm-hmm. not that our school is sheltering him, but – there will be at least a few kids that he already has a comfort level that
right.
already know him.
Right.
But then there'll be enough new kids
yeah.
so that didn't know him before.
Right.
So he'll have that opportunity mm-hmm. to have kids that only know him as Xander and mm-hmm. never knew the past.
Right.
But then there'll also be staff that knows him because they knew Elby.
Right.
So he'll have that familiarity.
I would go that
plus
direction.
They have some sports. The other school that we were deciding doesn't offer any sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I want Sadie to get to try volleyball, and
right.
I want her to get to do basketball, and I want Xander to do basketball and at least try.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, their big sister is the star of the
yeah,
high school.
Exactly. So anyway, mm-hmm. But over the summer, I got a tutor for mm-hmm. Sadie, and
you
she
did.
Came once.
Wow,
well,
that's good.
But this is what a no-getter I am. I'm like, okay, I get all rah, rah, rah. I'm going to get Sadie ready for school. I'm going to bring in the tutor. Brought the tutor in. She came once for mm-hmm. a half hour mm-hmm. and then never again mm-hmm. because I just didn't get on it. Because it was like, well, this week we're doing this and this week we're doing this.
Yeah.
Forgot about it.
Right.
So, I had to text her today. But
So
then I was like, maybe I should, take her to Mathnasium.
Right.
Which I do – people – they're not our sponsor, by the way, but people really
yes,
do swear
do.
By Mathnasium. So I thought about that, and then I said to her, maybe I'll sign you guys up for Mathnasium. And, you would have thought – I told her you're going to jail for a year.
I know.
But why, Mom? No! I was like, oh, my God.
I know.
It's fun. She's like, I don't want to do that. Okay. Just telling the kid she has to read for 20 minutes a day, again – you would think I am torturing her.
I know.
So that makes me, of course, worried and makes me feel even more like I got to do something about
right,
it.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay. So I started thinking about it and I'm talking to my friend Cecily. I have this friend who has a daughter who struggles a little bit too
mm-hmm.
and we're talking on the phone and she's like, I got my daughter this educational therapist and
– that's good.
Yeah, but it's like $180 an hour. Right?
Oh, my gosh. Really?
These people charge a lot. Now, what they do is they try to pinpoint your kids' problem areas where what the
right.
trouble is.
Right.
But for $180 an hour,
I think you could
buy my kid a new brain. I don't know.
I think oh, my God, we think the same way. Then I would think to myself, for $180, if I, woke up and tried to be a go-getter, maybe I could pinpoint the issue. But it doesn't – as a parent, it doesn't work like that. In fact,
no.
They don't want to work with you at
no.
all.
So I'm up – now, the tutor that I have is awesome and she really does help Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like something's going on with Sadie and I've talked about this on the show before. This is not the secret part. But I've said on the show that – I can see the struggle and I think there's some sort of a processing thing going
right.
on where she doesn't retain. She can memorize and spit it and we can make it fun and she could learn all the states and the capitals. And then I'm like, wow, there's nothing wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
But then a week later, that's gone.
Yeah.
And then – or she could have a tutor and study for a math test. But if it didn't happen like an hour before the test,
right.
then by the time she sits there, she's like, some of this looks brand new to her.
Right.
It's like vaguely familiar at yeah. that point. So something happens, or she understands how to do it, but she goes to do the problem and at some point she loses the stream,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Xander doesn't have that issue and neither does Elvie. Like
yeah.
Xander, if you teach him how to do it, he can do it. Now, he might not pay attention to detail and he'll get it wrong, but he'll be able to backtrack and figure out what happened.
Right.
With Sadie, it's like she fell off a cliff. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like
yeah.
it's like me with the Apple TV. It's like she's like, well, I got the wrong answer. I don't know. I couldn't possibly tell you what happened.
I failed. Yeah.
I'd have to start at the beginning, and ain't nobody got time to start at the beginning of this word problem. I couldn't tell you where I left my car. I don't know what happened, right? Okay. So, tie into this.
Mm-hmm.
The last week I put on Facebook, I was like, hey, should I get a nose ring?
Oh, yeah.
I know you're wondering how these two stories come together,
yeah.
but
yeah.
they do. So, a lot of people had very different opinions.
Well, what'd they say?
They'd be like, yes, no, absolutely not. Yeah, do it. I think it's great.
What's the down – like, does it close up? Like, that's the one thing I would want to know.
Right. Well,
I'd like to get a little teeny tiny.
Right. We talked about that.
How cute is that?
Right. So cute. Just on the nostril,
mm-hmm.
right? And then somebody was like, don't do the one where you put it through your – the
no. Oh, yeah. Like
whatever.
Stephanie's going to do that.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not a cow. I'm not – no, I'm not doing that.
That Trader Joe's
Have
checking
you met
out.
Me?
Like, mom in her minivan with her little nose ring. Like, really?
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm not – I'm not like living on a pot farm
right.
in a
yeah.
Berkeley.
Yeah.
Okay. But I was like, yeah, that would look cute. Okay. So then – somebody made the suggestion, like, what if you just got one of those fake ones and tried it out?
Yeah.
Like, you know, tried it out for a week. And I was like, that is a good idea.
Uh-huh.
So I went on eBay.
They have, like
– they have little fake ones.
So you don't
I
go
forgot
to, like
– I was going
to
wear it today and make you think I got my nose pierced because they look super real.
They do?
It's just a little hoop and you put the little hoop on your nostril and it looks totally real. And I think I told you when Sadie's friend had a fake one and I was like – in my mind to the mom, her name's Kirsten. She's a super cool friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, my God. Kirsten is like way cooler than I pegged her for. She let her kid – her kid's 11. I was like, she let her 11-year-old pierce her nose? I was like, well, I let Sadie dye her hair many colors.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not the cool one.
Yeah, right.
And then I worked up the courage to be like, is her nose pierced? And she was like, oh, no, it's fake, and pulled it off. So I found the same one on eBay. Bought these little fake nose rings.
Okay. So they're the hoop ones, right?
They're little teeny ones. So they hoop, but just on your nostril.
Okay.
They're cute.
Yeah.
You can also get a little stud.
That's
fake
what I
at Claire's.
That's what I would
They're
get.
Magnetic. You can
really?
Do that too.
That's what I would think, like Claire's or Michael's or something.
Elvie had them for when she was going to pretend to be goth.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Magnetic meaning you have to put something in the inside of
you
your
put
nose?
A little piece – there's a little piece that goes underneath inside your nose and a little piece that goes on top of your nostril so that it – and it just stays like that.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah. I'll get you one at Claire's.
I'm
at the mall all the time.
Yeah, get me one.
I'll get you one.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I get these nose rings in the morning and I put one on
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh, my God, this is super fun.
Uh-huh.
Like it totally looks like I pierced my nose.
Yeah.
And then I go around – and, like, I go to the post office for something, and I'm fighting the urge to go, like, I don't really have my nose pierced. Like, this is fake. I don't know why. There's something about, like, being 50 and, like, wearing a nose ring that I constantly want to go, like, eh. It's not really. But I don't.
But I think you would look cool, though. Especially, like what you're wearing to it today.
Yeah. It looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay. But – this is just the funny part. So I go to –
oh, no.
It's not even that funny. But I forget about it throughout the day because I'm just wearing it all day. And then I realize that I have a couple of papers that I have to bring to Sadie and Xander's new school, their school. A couple things that – and by the way, I already filled out like 26 forms for each kid. Right? Including like the application for lunch. All that stuff is already filled out. When I brought it in, mm-hmm. they bring out this like master checklist. Do you know what I'm talking about? And then they check off each thing while they're maintaining eye contact with you to show you that like Don't think you're going to sneak by right. having forgotten a health form.
Right.
Because we're going to.
Right. When you have three kids and we need to have every single same emergency phone number for every kid.
Oh, my God. And for LB, she's going to an LAUSD school, mm-hmm. which we've never been a part of before. Mm-hmm. So, oh, my God. There were things that I was like, do I have to write to the government for this form?
I know.
Like how hard – I got to bring in a copy of her birth certificate. There was so much stuff I had to track down mm-hmm. for her. Mm-hmm. Now, for them, it's not as much, but it was like 20 forms.
Yeah.
That needed – oh, you have to sign for the – to show that you agree to the computer,
right.
internet policy. Uh-huh. It's like and then they want the kids to sign certain
yeah,
things
know,
that I'm forging my kid's signature.
Of course.
I'm like, my kid
I'm not going to bring this to them. Like, if I do that, you're never getting these back, by the way. It's never going to happen. So
oh
let me
God.
Just sign their stupid name and we can go on with our day.
And how many times have you signed Adam's name, too?
Oh, so
do
many
times.
Do you
really think that John, that you're going to – what, are you going to bring this to a notary and see if, like –
Every
what is
time.
His signature on file?
I know. Oh, my God. Adam has Matt Fondelier do all – most of the time like contracts with telepictures and stuff like that. Like Matt's just signing. We had – really quick. We had a
– Yeah, go for it.
The notary or whatever come in. Adam was in a bad mood. It was over at the other studio. He was recording. Shockingly, he's in that like not bad mood but, you know, like everybody in his way is going to get something like a – you know, anyway, they came in. This poor woman comes in with all these papers and she's like, okay, here, you need to sign here. So I already do everything because waiting for him to come back to come in and I'm doing. And then he comes in and he's like, the fuck it, blah, 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 blah. He's yelling and screams. Poor woman is just like, she doesn't know who he is and what she got her shut into. But she was just like, what the F? And then there was one thing that I forgot to sign or something. And then she goes, oh, you forgot to put the address here. And he goes, just put 1234 Disneyland Lane. Let's get on with our day. Seriously, just put that. Just put that. And I go, really? Because I didn't know the address. I was like, I don't remember the address. I was like, okay, 1234 Disneyland Lane. And she's just like, okay. And I signed it. He signed it. And nobody ever said a word about it ever,
right.
as far as I know.
Right.
That was it.
Well, right. They're not going to come back
insane.
To me at school
right.
and go,
So for permission
I don't
slips
think this is Sadie's signature
yeah.
on the I agree to not go on the internet at school, uh-huh. internet safety. Or what. There's so many.
Let me ask you this, Stephanie. When you're signing your kid's name, is there any part of you that tries to make it look like the kid's signature?
Every part of me, of course. I'm not stupid. I'm like, well, my kids don't even have a signature because they don't write in cursive yet.
I know.
They don't teach that anymore.
Right.
They really don't
no,
teach
don't.
Cursive anymore.
No.
They're
mm-hmm.
they're straight on to typing,
yeah.
which, by the way, they don't really even teach typing. I wish
I
they
know.
Would.
I know.
Yeah. So, no, of course I have to. So I print her name and I try to make it not look like the same way I would make my – I don't know what I'm thinking mm-hmm. that there's going to be a detective going over
right.
my paperwork.
Right.
Mariska Hargitay is going to
yeah.
be like,
uh-huh.
Okay. So, yeah. So I – all the paperwork – my point of this is that a lot went into the original two piles of paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a part of me – any twins moms out there will
me
know
too.
What I mean.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of me that wants to then to put the rest of the stuff in and not – and leave a blank for the name and then just
yeah.
photocopy it.
Right.
But I'm such a no-getter that I don't even do that because I'm like – I got to figure out which thing
yes.
to leave blank,
yeah.
what's going to be different.
I know.
And by the time I do that, I could have just filled
it
out again anyway.
I do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And
there's probably some of you that are like, well, why don't you have your kids do it? They can fill out their address.
That's never going to get done.
No, it won't. No, it won't, people.
I go, Natalia, sit down and fill it. Yeah, I'll do it later.
Yeah.
That's never going to get
How
done.
How much do you owe me for allowance?
Mm-hmm.
Will you pay me extra? Well, can I get $5 for filling out these forms?
Oh, yeah. They want to get paid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So get all the forms done. I get them in by the right – oh, by the way, I missed the deadline.
Of
but
course.
Then they extended the deadline, so then I got it in by that deadline. Okay. Everything's in. Then I get an email. I got an official letter in the mail for each kid saying that two forms were missing.
Oh, my.
I almost lost my mind.
I know.
It's been – 110 degrees outside in the valley. And they're like, it has to be, you got to drive it over.
I know.
You can't even scan it.
Don't get me. I hate that stuff. I hate it. It makes
yeah.
you want to kill yourself.
And for the one before, mm-hmm. they wanted Xander's birth certificate, which they, I was like, they said on that one, I could scan it and send it in. But I was like, the kid's been at your school
uh-huh.
since kindergarten.
Right.
What do do you – what all of a sudden you need his birth certificate?
For who?
What?
For what?
I think Sadie's too. But anyway, so I had to scan both their birth certificates. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now I get this letter in the mail and I'm like, oh, come on. Come on. So
– I don't feel so bad.
So that day, nose ring day.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to bring over – this is the day that I'm doing errands. So I bring the paperwork over to the school and I go into the school and I go into the office and it's just the girl who works at the office and the principal happens to be there. So I'm like, while I'm here, I'm going to talk to him about the fact that Sadie – like, okay. So to go back to the serious part, so Sadie had an IEP for anybody mm-hmm. that hasn't been following the show for a long time. You and I had this going on at the same time. We had all of our IPA meetings a lot of times around the same time.
Yeah.
So Sadie had an IPA for a few years. She got it in second grade. So second mm-hmm. grade, I got a report card of hers that was very disturbing.
Yes.
And that's
I know that feeling.
And I already knew something was going on already from kindergarten. Mm-hmm. But I was blocking it out of my mind. I just kept making excuses. I was like, she's fine.
God, we're just the same.
I would talk to the teacher and be like, is something weird that she's not able to read and Xander can already read? No, it's just developmental. It'll be fine. Then in first grade, I'm like, why is she just not getting stuff the same way that Xander is mm-hmm. and that Elby did? And then the teacher's like, why is she repeating words when she's – like they call mm-hmm. it an echo.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody made excuses.
Right.
Which helped me to make excuses.
Right.
Second grade, we're making excuses still, but then I get a report card and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What happened to all the excuses we were making? I thought you guys were with me on this.
Right.
Then I go to the teacher and I go, this report card, I don't know if you remember this because it was mm-hmm. like 3 years ago.
I do. I remember.
And then I was crying.
Yes.
I was so mm-hmm. shocked and then I felt like a bad mom and mm-hmm. I was like, how did I let this get so far that I was not really aware of this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the teacher. I was half mad at the teacher. Like,
I feel like I'm talking to myself.
How did I not get a warning that she was doing this poorly?
Right.
And then the teacher was like, well, you know, I mean, she's almost there, but she's just not. She's reading below grade level and mm-hmm. she's like across the board. And then I said, well, do you think she needs help? Like, mm-hmm. what do I do? Do I get her help?
Right.
Do you get her help? Like,
right.
And she's like, well, yeah, I think we should have her tested. Mm-hmm. So then just to catch people up, we have a big IPA meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's there. The principal, her teacher from kindergarten, her teacher from first grade, her teacher from second grade. It's like
– yes, I know.
It's like I'm getting fired from a job
right.
and they brought in HR.
I know.
And
there's
legal.
Don't you feel like an idiot sometimes though when you walk into those things? I don't know why. I just walk in and I'm sweaty and my hair's a mess and I bring a pen and paper so I look like I'm – into it.
Yeah. And the special ed's teacher's wearing like a blazer.
Right. And they're all sitting there. And there's the one teacher that's got to have the outside voice. And I just want to go, you know, like Sonny's teacher had the outside voice out there. Like, he's doing okay in this area.
Like, and you're like, this room is not even soundproof.
I know. Like I don't want the people out there knowing what I'm doing in here.
Yeah.
Zip it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The custodian's like, even I can read at grade level. Yeah, so then at that IPA meeting, the principal was like, I got to tell you, she's not that behind. Mm-hmm. Like she – yes, we're noticing stuff, but she's not behind enough that I don't recommend having her tested across the board because if she's not reading below grade level enough to warrant – and the thing was at the time that she said, and then if we test her, we can't test her again for a year and a half.
Mm.
So – what I suggest is just to test in the area where she's struggling the most, which was like the reading.
Right.
Whatever it was, we tested her and she came back needing speech they called it language.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't have enough vocabulary words, enough language, so whatever. Mm-hmm. So she was in speech, which between us, I thought it was a big joke.
Okay.
I mean – I was like, okay. So she go. What they play board games
and
like get them to have conversations and then correct their pronunciation.
Right.
Well, I can do that myself.
Yeah.
And in fact, they expected me to do it myself
too
because they sent me home a lot of homework for that.
Oh, all the time. You know, this is what she's going to get here, but this is what she's going to get at home too.
Right.
Sign here.
So a lot of that corrected itself. Mm-hmm. They might want to pat themselves on the back and go, no, having her in a room with six other kids. But, and then they would bring me in and they would tell me what's happening. And I would say, could it be better if she got some one-on-one? Like, I don't know, if there's four kids with all different speech impediments talking, how is she going to really, other than practicing at home, which we did a bit, you know, anyway, eventually she got her R's and she got her whatever and she graduated. They started getting rid – like then it was like, okay, now it's – first it was like twice a week. Now it's once a week. Now it's once a month. Now it's like, yeah, 30 minutes once a month.
Right,
then
right.
She graduated at the end of last year.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, her grades are not good across the board in all areas. And I'm like – and she just graduated her IPA. So that's when I started obsessing a bit and talking to my friend about the educational therapist. And that then it was starting to like eat at me. I was like, I should be doing something because she's going to be in middle school and it's going to be a lot harder.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I just don't know how to get the ball rolling.
Right.
And I don't really want to start taking on an educational therapist across the board at $180 an hour.
I know.
And then my friend said, also, if you want them to do the private testing, it's like $6,000.
What?
Yeah.
For
to get them tested to have a private therapist.
Whoa. God.
Test their – like find out what their learning disability is. It's thousands of dollars to do it on your own.
I could tell you what the problem is. They just don't give a flying F what they're learning. I'm telling you.
I think Sadie does. I think – but it's affecting Sadie's self-esteem.
Yeah.
And it's affecting her wanting to learn. She feels like she can't do it and everything's hard.
Yeah.
So then she just prefer not to do it, which
yeah.
So would I.
Right, right, right.
If I found reading to be hard and not enjoyable and it never got easier or smoother for me, I wouldn't read.
I know. I know. Reading is tough. Yeah, you got to.
But everything's tough. So anyway, okay. So I go into the school to drop off the forms and the principal's there. And I was like, hey, while I have you – I was have a question for you about the whole IPA situation. Like, here's what happened. So Sadie had one, but it was speech and then blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, he was super nice about it.
Nice.
And he was like, you know what? This is – and you guys out there, you tell me what you think. Because I felt pretty good about this. But he was like, I think she will need help. And we – it's better actually in middle school, she goes, because we don't – he said we don't pull them out of class and have them with like the special ed teacher.
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore in middle school. What it's called – they push in. He said we have somebody who comes into the classroom and helps the kids who have the IPAs. But that person is – it's like it's not super obvious. Like if someone else asks for help, the TA, that TA, special TA doesn't go, oh, no, I'm just here for the special ed kids.
Yeah.
Like, but your kid gets extra attention and
that's
they sit with them and they know what's going on with them and they help them.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that sounds really good. And he's like, but what I want to do is – and he goes, and everybody's entitled to this. All you have to do is put it in writing and say I want this. And then we have to – we decide – if we will test.
Right.
But he goes, but we will.
Right, right.
We're not going to say no.
Right.
So he said, but what I suggest is that she starts school and we wait, like, give it a few weeks, see how she's doing, and then we'll have a talk with the teacher. He goes, I'll alert them now to keep an eye out for it, and then we'll watch her.
That's great.
And then we can test her. Okay, so I was like, oh, that's really great. I'm so glad I asked you about this. And then he said, and also we do this math testing placement at the orientation. He goes, but if she doesn't want to do that, if it makes her feel like she doesn't – not looking forward to orientation, then she doesn't have to. He goes, because we already know she's struggling. So we'll put her in the easiest math. You know, and I was like, oh, okay, great. So then and so I've known this principal for years because Elby went to this school.
Right.
And anyway, the funny part is I'm like, oh, that's so great. Then I get in my car and I see myself in the rearview mirror and I'm like, I'm still wearing the nose ring.
And he's totally like, jeez,
and he was kind of looking.
He was.
He didn't
you totally forgot about it.
I totally forgot about it. And I was like, And, you know, I know that he probably didn't care. And sure, yeah. He was like, cool, she got her nose pierced.
Right.
But I cared. I just felt stupid.
I know.
I was like, oh, my God. I had that whole conversation about Sadie.
The principal.
With, like, my new nose piercing. So I go home and I write him. I was like, hey, I just want to thank you. I was like, I just want to thank you for like
– That's nice.
You made
That's
me
good.
Feel better and I'm really looking forward to like Sadie getting the help she needs. And by the way, P.S., that was a fake nose piercing. I was just like workshopping, like being a cool mom.
You should have gave it to Sadie and have her wear it on the first day of school. Wow. Runs in the family, I guess. No, I would have done the same thing.
Then he wrote me back and he was like, oh, I'm happy to have helped, like nose piercing or not or whatever.
That's awesome. That's really cool, though.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
But just for me, it felt so like, imagine if I had like a temporary face tattoo and forgot about it.
Like Tyson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it was nice. And now I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel better.
You feel better.
Then I asked this friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I was like, so here's what happened. And I told him, and she has an IPA for her kid. And she was like, oh, girl. She was like, you need to write that letter now. Mm. She goes, you need to get them on it. They need to get on it right away at school.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it sent me right back to like, oh.
I know.
She goes, don't give it a few weeks. Don't give it a month. Go write the letter now. Put it in writing now so that you get it going faster.
So what do they want you to do? Email? Like when they say put it in writing, because I go through this too, what am I supposed to put it in an email or do I have to print it out, sign it, bring it to the school?
No, I think you can just email them and say, hey, my kid, I've seen my kid struggling and I want them to get tested for IPA.
Mm-hmm. Natalia's got testing coming up for her IPA. She didn't last year, but I don't know. For some reason, it skips a year or something like that.
It does? So how did she get released from hers?
She got put in the IPA classes type thing with the helper, I guess. But then she did well in, the English one. And she wanted to get out of it and go to the other English teacher. And that's what she did. And then
the other English teacher didn't have?
No. Mm-mm. But I said, you got to keep up your grades. You got to keep up. And she took it seriously and she kept up her grades. I mean, she didn't get A's, but she did better than I thought she was going to be. But she's still struggling. Like she got a D in science and in history.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
I know.
And do you think it was for lack of trying? Or do you think she has a similar thing of Sadie?
I think she has a similar thing because I saw her doing homework and I tested her for her tests that were coming up.
And I know. And she's been more of a go-getter in school, you said.
Yes. But the teacher said she would have gotten a better grade if she turned it. She had a lot of missing assignments. That's what it was. I'm like, why didn't anybody tell me? But I can easily go online, I can go online and see if they have missing assignments.
Yeah.
That's not good. But
I feel like we can't blame it all on – like them, I think sometimes kids need help.
She needs help.
You know, and I don't feel like when I was in school, and I'm smart, I couldn't it came to math, I just gave up. It's I think that having somebody recognize what was hard about it, for me, I was in a terrible school system. I was living in Spokane, Washington, and nobody cared about anything. Mm-mm. And then I was living in Springfield. But my whole thing with my rebellious brain was like, when I was in elementary school, I did well, but math really frustrated me. But I was in the little community school, alternative school, where the teachers, you know, Shelley, the math teacher,
that's what I had.
Like when you were crying about not understanding it, they will sit you down and they will work with you one-on-one and they will teach you until the light bulb goes on and you go, oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But then in junior high, nobody cares. It was Mr. Godfrey who sat with his vodka and orange juice and his red face from being an alcoholic drinking in the morning. You think he had any interest in explaining to you what you were doing wrong?
No.
So I would just do terrible, get Fs.
Right.
And I just didn't care because I didn't really see another way.
Yeah. The thing with Natalia is that she doesn't – she gets the other stuff like the math and the all the vocabulary stuff. But when it comes to science and history, I thought science they would be really into. Both of them are like struggling the whole year. It was boring. Everybody struggled with science. A lot of people didn't get good grades. It was very tough for these kids. It was their first, you know, they're in seventh grade, and science, the teacher wasn't that great, from what I understand, from what I could see. And also, like, Natalia just, she would, like, read everything and understand it at home, and then she would just, like, I don't care about it. Like, she just wasn't interested. It wasn't interesting. And I thought, wow, I thought what science would be interesting, but not at this stage of the game, I guess. But you know, whatever. But now she's got her IPA meeting coming up right before school. And it's just, you know, it is what it is. But you know what's good?
Rothy's?
Mm-hmm.
I read your mind.
It's good. These shoes go with everything, by the way. And mine, I stick in my suitcase and traveled with. And they were easy. You could roll them up. They're very, like, comfortable and flexible and sustainable and washable, which is really great.
I love being able to wash a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't have to just throw it away like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're everyday flats, and they're stylish. And they you can put them on with your yoga pants. You could put them on with a skirt. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And they come in really cute colors and different styles and, like, leopard print. Mm-hmm. And, like, you could get any shoe for any occasion.
Yes.
Honestly.
I love my pair. Yeah. Go check them out online. Go look at them. You can go to Rothy's.com, but go to Rothy's.com/loud, okay, for our listeners. Go check out all their different styles, their different colors.
Yeah, and it's Rothy's.com, Rothy's.com/loud. And I normally don't like flats, but I really do like my Rothy's. They're comfortable.
Mm-hmm. You can wear them in skirts. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate wearing, like, heels and stuff. I just hate it.
Yeah. So yeah. Comfort, style, and sustainability, these are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to Rothy's.com/loud today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know why I keep wanting to yell yes. I feel like I had something else to tell
you.
What
do you think of Big Lies? You were saying that you Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies.
You didn't like it last season?
Remember I tried to watch an episode of it and I didn't get into it? And then I tried it again because people kept talking about it and I loved it. And I binged the whole first season, and now I'm in the second season. You know what? I'm really enjoying it, but it's one of those shows where I watch it and then I forget about it. Like, I forget
yeah,
I'm watching it.
Me too. It's not one of those shows that sit with you, like, for me, like, the next day, like, going, oh, I can't wait to get in bed and watch Big Little Lies.
Right.
Not really.
Even to the point that I couldn't remember. I went to go watch it the other day. I literally couldn't remember what season I was on. I didn't remember that I'd finished the first season and didn't – and I was like – a few episodes into the second season, and I was like, I feel like I've seen this one before. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I sort of remember the finale. And then I pictured it, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to go to season two.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I looked at episode one, and I was like, I definitely saw that one.
Right.
Do you ever do that?
Oh, all the time. It's like new to me sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, it'll show that I watched it, and then I go, well, I don't remember. Because then it'll go last, you know, episode, and then it shows the previous scenes from the previous episodes. Well, wait a minute. I didn't see that scene. I must have been asleep. The other thing is that Adam Scott, who I love and thinks is a great actor,
yeah.
He's married, though, to a friend of ours. And I don't see him in that light.
Really?
Know? Yeah. It's hard for me. I'm just like, because I knew him I've known him for a long time. I'm not like pals, but at parties and stuff and rap parties because his wife was like a PA, worked her way all the way up on the Man Show and everything. But now it's like he's Adam from barbecues over at Daniel's house.
Right,
you
know? right.
It's weird to see him as the husband and the girl that's hitting on him. I don't know. It's just weird to me. I wish, but whatever. Mazel tov for him and all that. All the success working with Mary Louise. Why do they have to name her Mary Louise? Mrs. What's her face? The mom.
Oh, yeah. Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Like, why two names? I don't like that. Mary Louise. Like, I don't know.
I know.
Did you watch all of it? I watched the whole season.
I haven't finished the season. I must be like a quarter of the way through the second season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm very much enjoying it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at an age
mm-hmm.
where, like, I mean, we've talked about this many times. I think of entertainment as like when I was a kid and my mom would try to get – when we would go shopping and I didn't like shopping. Mm-hmm. I'd have something specific in mind. I know what I like. Yeah. My mom would say, let's go into this store, like Ann Taylor Loft or what. Right. This would be an example, a current day example, where I'd be like, I know nothing in there is going to be interesting to me. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. My mom would get so mad and go, you don't give anything a chance.
Yeah.
What? Just go in there and we can look. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, but what? I know I'm not going to like anything.
Right.
Well, I feel like that was certain things like – I don't think I'm going to like the new Quentin Tarantino movie.
Really? I'm dying to see it.
See, my husband, John, mm-hmm. you may know as John from Duran Duran, mm-hmm. he is dying to see it and he wants me to go with him. And I'm like, that is 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Really?
It seems really boring. It seems like I'm going to be bored.
But at least
I haven't liked a Quentin Tarantino movie in years.
Really?
I mean, Pulp Fiction is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I know.
And I love True Romance, but most of his current movies are not like that.
Yeah.
I also like the one with that blaxploitation one he did.
Oh,
What was the name of that one?
Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown. Mm-hmm. I love that one. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't made – his style changed over the years. And I don't want to see Django Unchained or the – what's it? Inglourious Basterds.
It goes on too long. I think they were good movies, but he needed to trim the fat. It was a little too much Quentin Tarantino, like, look at me, I'm Quentin Tarantino, and I could make it as long as I want. And a lot of scenes just didn't need to be there.
Right. So my feeling is like, let's wait till it's on streaming.
Apple TV.
Yeah, on Apple TV.
You don't know how to work it.
And then I can play Bejeweled while we watch.
Right.
But I don't have to just sit there trapped with my popcorn.
Yeah, I hate
going,
that.
Oh, my God, how much longer?
I hate that. I hate nothing worse.
But do I go see it because he's my husband and he's been really wanting to see it? Like, is that like a giving thing to do? Do I go, you know what? I'm going to sacrifice. I think I'm not going to like it, but I'm going to go with you because you really want to see it. Or do I just go bring a friend or go by yourself?
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's a tough question because I ask myself those questions a lot too. There's a lot of movies that I had to go see with Adam that I did not want to see. And I was just like, how much longer is this going to go on? And then we leave and he hated it too. Like that stupid movie, Night at the Whatever.
Right.
What's the name of that hotel?
Bad Times at the El Royale.
Yeah, Bad Times is
now that
right.
seems like a Quentin Tarantino
It did.
Style
it was
movie.
Trying to be and it just fell. I couldn't take it. And Bald Brian seemed to love it. But then there's movies that like – are long that I enjoyed, like the Lady Gaga movie and
A Star Is Born.
And a Bohemian Rhapsody. Like those I liked. And he liked. I don't know.
Well, there's sort of a difference
for you,
too.
I think
A Star Is Born might not have been a perfect movie, you know, and I understand that people that didn't like it, but you can't tell me. You weren't bored.
Oh, I know.
Right? Like you're not bored.
Right.
You might leave the movie and go, I don't know if like – Lady Gaga was the best actress, and I don't know if this part of the storyline worked for me.
Yeah.
But you're not going like, oh, my God, how much longer?
I know.
When I'm doing that in a movie, it's like torture.
It is torture. The only thing worse is getting stuck on the plane on a runway for 3 hours in the middle of the night.
That would be terrible.
That's bad. I had to go see King Kong with Adam and his friends. We had a couple's date, and I was pregnant with the twins, and I was like, and he was like, come, I really did not want to. And it's, you know, it's 2 hours, whatever. And I had no interest. And I still didn't have any interest to this day. And I had to sit there. And my back hurts bad enough when I'm not pregnant. I can't sit in a chair like that for a long time. My back starts to hurt. I don't know. Call me crazy. But then I was pregnant. I just remember going, I'm never doing that again. I'm never going to do that again. I'm never going to go see a movie that I don't want to see. Sit there. So for you, I say no. Tell him to go with friends.
I mean, he doesn't like – it's not like if I say, oh, I'm really looking forward to this movie that's a total chick flick. It's not like John would be like, okay, I'll definitely go see it with you. And also, I wouldn't want him to.
I know.
Because I wouldn't want his toxic energy.
Right.
His toxic male, I don't want to be seeing this movie.
Yeah.
Don't do me any favors. But then I have a lot of friends I can just go with.
Yeah.
John doesn't really have – like it's not like he can just call Robin – and go –
well, maybe he could.
Hey, Robin, come see this movie with me. Yeah, she would.
She would, wouldn't
she's
she?
She's such an – always up for anything. She'd be like, I'll go to a movie with your husband. I'll go see the movie with your husband.
I'll go see it with him. I want to see it.
I know. So I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. But
I can't get John. It's not like John will watch even something on TV. Like,
that's the thing.
John
would
wants
your
me to watch
you?
Stuff like mm-hmm. certain political things mm-hmm. on TV that I have less than no interest in seeing. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, if it's at home, if I don't have to leave the house,
yeah.
I'm like, sure,
right.
I'll give that a try.
Now,
because I know that I can like
yeah.
fall asleep.
Right. Let me ask you this. Would you – does he let you play Bejeweled when he wants you to watch something?
You know, he used to get mad
mm-hmm.
or make fun of me all the time. We used mm-hmm. to have arguments about it.
Mm-hmm.
Me playing threes, like he
yeah.
didn't love that I was tuning out and just like playing a game while I'm watching.
Yeah.
At some point, I think he just gave up
mm-hmm.
and was like, she's just going to do it.
Yeah.
So why fight with her about it all the time?
Right.
And so now I do it all the time and he doesn't say anything. And I know he's probably not happy about
mm-hmm.
it, but I love that he doesn't
say anything.
Yeah.
You got to train them too. See, I got to get Adam because every time I'm looking down at the phone and he walks in to talk to me, he goes, I'll wait till you're done. All right. What if I was in a, like a Fortnite match here?
Right,
like,
right.
Come on. Wait till I'm done. And he'll go, ah. Or if he starts talking and I look it down at my phone and I pick it up and he'll just go, all right, I'll wait till you're done. He does that. He's not mad or anything. He just – that's what he does.
I'm right.
just like, really? Just talk. I can do two things at once. Like I played Monopoly with Sonny and was on my phone.
Really?
Kind
of. Did he know?
Yeah, but Sonny doesn't care. Sonny will talk my ear off while I'm on my phone. Oh yeah, He doesn't notice. He doesn't.
Oh, that's funny.
Your kids and them, I have to play games now. And
no, I do too. They want me to play games too. And I'm always like, I totally would, but I can't
mm-hmm.
because
I gotta
then
play.
Something suddenly came up.
And they know what I'm doing. They're like, you're just on your email or you're just on whatever. You're just playing Fortnite. Like, come on, Mom. And I'm like, all right. It's, you know, it's 7 o'clock in the evening. What else am I going to do? Okay. And then I got to sit there. He bought Risk.
Oh, no.
Ugh. I don't know if you know that game. But
I
it
do.
Is boring. As
super
and
boring.
It takes forever. And I just wanted it to end. So I wanted him to win. He took over like all my countries. And I was just like, all right. Well, now what do I do? I know how to play. And he's telling me how to play. And I'm like, okay, all right, well, you take Australia. He goes, no, don't you want to defend it? And to the point where we played Monopoly last night and I wanted to end because I wanted to go upstairs and watch Billions. I have Billions wrapped so I can go in the can so I can go watch it. And he's like, come on. All right. So I was almost out of money and I was like, Sonny, I think the game is over. Like you own everything. We were playing. It was 2 days in a row we played the same. We continued it.
Right.
And then he's like – I rolled the dice and I wasn't looking. I dropped something and he goes, "I'll move for you." And he moved, doot doot doot, and he put me on the square where I won the middle money in the middle, the free parking. You get
uh-huh.
all the money in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, Mom, look, you got free parking. I go, no. I'm like 1, 2, 3. He goes, "Wow, look, 1, 2, 3, 4." I was like, "Aw, Sonny, thank you. All right." And I'm, extended the game another half hour.
Oh, no.
I know. It's
– okay. I don't want to be like a one-upper.
Yeah.
But have you heard of Monopoly Cheaters Edition?
Yeah. You told me about that.
Oh, yeah.
You said it
is
wasn't
the,
good.
No.
Okay. Because
no.
we saw it at Target.
No.
I heard that's not
absolutely
good.
Not.
Okay.
Well, but of course, one of the kids loves it because mm-hmm. I'm like, what is the point? The rule of the game is that if somebody's not looking, you can steal their money.
Oh.
How is that a game?
I know.
That's what you would kill your sibling for,
I know.
You know, in the 70s and
right.
80s.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
He just stole my money.
I know.
Now it's like a rule of the game.
Right.
Like, hey, if you can get away with it. Like, no.
I have to deal with cheaters all the
enough.
Time anyway.
I
know. Cheaters edition. And then what was the one you liked? Telestrations. Telestrations.
Yeah.
I saw it too. And I go, oh, I heard that's really good. I picked it up. And he goes, no drawing. No, I can't because he really can't. He's like, no drawing, please, Mom. I go, but I heard it's really good. And he's like, no, I can't.
I mean, when I say really good, I mean in
I
the
know.
Context of you're
yeah.
trapped at a lake with nothing
right.
else to do. And it was kind of fun.
Right.
I don't mean like run out and
yes,
get it.
I know.
But yeah, it was sort of enjoyable. But I mean – yeah, it's just sitting and playing games is like, have
mm-hmm.
we gone back to when you guys were four and we're
I
playing
know.
Shoots and Ladders?
I
like,
know.
It feels – it's not that exciting.
I know. But I guess they're bored.
Oh my God! When we were at the lake, I forgot to tell you this. We played Celebrity.
Uh huh.
Did you ever play Celebrity?
Is that the Ellen game where you put it on your forehead or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not a board game. It's just a game.
Okay.
Where you write down. Everybody writes down like some names of celebrities or characters or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then you put them in a bowl, mm-hmm. and then you split up into teams, mm-hmm. and then the first round. You describe the person. Like you go, this is a singer. She sings Oops, I Did It Again.
Yeah.
And then you go,
yeah.
Britney Spears. And we go, great. And then you, as you go through them, you throw them down and you, however many you get through mm-hmm. in 60 seconds, that's how many points you get.
Okay.
And then you go through all the teams until all the names, till you've, so everybody might come up with five people.
Right.
Okay, round two, you can only say two words. So when you're playing with adults. Uh-huh.
Two words to describe.
It's kind of funny
because right.
you've already gone through one time. So mm-hmm. you might, for that hint, you might say, oops, I, mm-hmm. and then you'll be like, oh, Britney Spears.
Right.
Okay. So then the third round, no words. You have
no
to
word.
Just act it out.
Oh.
So then you might like be singer with holding a microphone
uh-huh.
and then you might go like do a part of the Britney Spears
yeah.
dance or whatever uh-huh. it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. But playing with kids, they don't know who anybody is.
I know.
Right?
I know.
So, but and not only that, but I don't know who they know.
I know.
So they're putting like YouTubers.
Yes.
And I'm like,
what? Logan, who?
So, yeah. So they're getting mad. The game went like this. I'm going to pantomiming them picking a name out of
yeah.
a hat to go.
Yeah.
And they're like, never heard of that person.
Put it back.
Never heard of that person. Put it back. But then the people we're playing with are putting in names like Anthony Scaramucci. I'm like, how do you think an 11-year-old
–
like I barely remember who that guy is.
I know.
Then John's like – of course John put that one
yeah,
in. He's
yeah,
like, the
yeah.
Mooch.
The Mooch.
We're like only three people
yeah.
who are in this game know who that is.
Right,
but then they're putting in people that I'm like, I don't know who that is. They're like, she does a makeup tutorial
yeah.
on YouTube. I'm like, okay.
Oh, my.
I'm like, I'm sorry, but I thought these games were supposed to
right.
bring the generations together.
Yes, yes.
It broke into so much arguing.
I would like to do that game, but Sonny's the only one in the house that wants to play games.
Oh, and like, by the way, like four different people from The Office.
Oh, yeah,
it was
yeah.
like, you know,
yeah.
Michael, what's his name?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
from The Office.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was like,
that's what she said. Yeah.
Yeah. So many people from The Office that
right.
I'm like, is every character, are we playing The Office Celebrity?
It's so weird that kids are into The Office.
I love it.
They, all of her friends, I saw a picture. She was showing me pictures of her friends. There's one of the boys has a sweat jacket with Michael's face on it.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Like, oh, my God. She's got the Dunler Mifflin name of the company on
uh-huh.
her sweat jacket. I mean, they're wearing clothes with The Office. It's insane to me.
That is so funny.
It's a great show. I love it. That's fine.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, go for it. But then Sonny had his friend Jensen over, and I go, what'd you guys do? And he goes, I showed him a couple Family Guys episodes. I was like, oh, my God. Great. Great. He's the same kid that came over who had – when he was like five, and Natalia turned the TV on – and they all had nightmares for 3 months afterwards because it was what's her name? Michelle Geller. And it was, what was the name, that horror movie? The Grudge.
Okay, yeah.
But I didn't know, it took me, I wanted to find out what movie that was because they were all terrorized. Like, poor Jensen's mom was like, so I told her that they saw something, but I don't know what it was.
Right,
I just,
right, right.
And they were all watching it. And, of course, Natalia and Jen are like, no, leave it, leave it. And Sonny's like, change it, change it. He's closing his eyes. And it's just like this girl who's in her nightgown with, like, black hair. And she's – and then the guy's jaw fell out. And they're trying to explain.
Right,
and
right, right.
And then I'm going around asking people, hey.
And then you're Googling,
yes,
jaw falls
right,
off.
Right,
what
nothing,
movie is that?
Horror movie. What? And then they're like, there was one girl in it that was normal. I'm like, what did she look like? Well, she had sandy blonde hair. I was like, oh. And then I'm asking, like, hey, Anthony, do you know what movie this finally?
Right.
Like, almost a year later, figured out it was the Grudge. But, like, so Jensen, like, his mom was like, what did she? So now he's watching Family Guy.
Right,
which
right,
is
right.
Almost 2 minutes in, it's inappropriate.
Right, right, right.
And it's so embarrassing.
Right.
And I'm like, Sonny.
I know.
No,
my
no,
kids.
No,
have...
I showed him good episodes. Like, what are you talking about?
I think I just thought of our Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had another stepbrothers incident with Xander where I showed him something that was like incredibly inappropriate.
Oh my God.
And now it's our new joke in our house. But now we – but we watched it like three times. I'm going to tell you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, if you – you've already heard Patreon at this point. So
yeah,
you'll know if I did talk about that. Anyway, hey, if you like our show, you're going to love Mama Said with Jamie Sigler and Jenna Paris. It's on the new Lady Gang Network on Podcast One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamie Lynn and Jenna Paris, they talk about motherhood and, you know, it's fun.
Being a mom.
Mama Said every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. Thanks to our sponsors, EmbarkVet.com, enter FCOL, Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, HighlineWellness.com, use the code FCOL15, and Rothys.com/loud. And Patreon.
Yeah, and Patreon.
We love our Patreon
subscribers.
We do. Again, forgot to say at the beginning of the show how much we love Ishan Vajpayee.
Well, we love him. Ishan, we love you so much. We save the best for last.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi, Ishan.
Hi, Ishan.
And Carol Kahns.
Carol.
We love you.
Yes, we do.
Because you
you're just
you.
Yeah.
You're just you, Carol. And then we have some business shout outs from our $50 level. Such as, we already did that one. Sarah Dean, she hosts Shameless Mom Academy, and she helps you, motherhood, all that.
Yeah.
All that.
In a
ShamelessMom.com. We already did Kate Marengo. Michelle Baker, Green Horizon CBD. You can get it with no THC. They have a salve. called Chronic Relief, and you rub it anywhere you have pain, and it's going to help you. Go to mygreenhorizon.com/store/FCOLBaker. Casey Howell, she's with Keller Williams Crystal Coast. She's going to help you find a new vacation home, find a new home, whatever. Get a hold of her at Casey, KaceyMarie@gmail.com. Brianna is with True Mamas. That's the new you guys have used this.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us on Facebook how you liked it. They do a new mom box filled with pads, cooling spray, nipple cream, all that great stuff.
That's
and
great.
They work with nonprofits, so a portion of the sales goes towards moms in need. Go to truemamas.com.
Nice.
Yeah. And, Sandra Green.
Mm-hmm.
She is our friend.
Mm-hmm.
We met her in San Francisco. Last week I did a shout out for her, and I didn't say her name.
Aw.
I know. She got her feelings hurt.
Aw, Sandra.
But the reason why was because I thought she was being anonymous because she's like
– Oh.
She's got this like top secret job, so I was trying not to out her. But anyway, she was like cool with her name being said. So Sandra Green, our friend, is helping her friend who has a business called VelvetSwing.com, and it's all about spassing things up in the boudoir.
Oh, yeah. I remember last week you talked about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have like topical cream. Listen, go to velvetswing.com and see what they're all about.
That's nice that Sandra's doing that. That's nice, Sandra.
Yeah.
You're doing it for a friend.
Also, another friend of mine who's back this week is Sid Wilder, and she wants you to know about her podcast, Girl Instarupted. It's on iTunes. She's
talks
about her battles with mental instability, and she's also funny and a comedian.
I subscribe.
Yeah, Girl Instarupted. Sarah Kelsey is with Northwest DNA, and they do paternity and relationship testing
for cats. Just kidding.
Yeah, they're located in Seattle, but they can do appointments all over the country, and you can get a hold of them at NWDNATesting.com. That's NW for Northwest, DNATesting.com. Check it out. I think that is – I think I did them all.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Kaylin. Welcome back, Daddy.
Thank you.
Daddy-o.
Daddy-o, you're
– a parent now.
Don't F it up.